Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The District Federal Court in Kentucky has now rejected a request by the ACLU to hold Kim Davis in contempt. We're going to be talking about this great victory here and the loss for the ACLU on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, everyone remembers the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, Kim Davis. She spent 6 days in jail because she would not violate her conscience. She would not issue a marriage license that has her name and authority on it that conflicts with the definition of God's marriage design as the union of a man and a woman. The ACLU filed a motion for contempt. As a result of that, the judge ultimately found her in contempt by putting her in jail for 6 days, released her. She did not agree to any particular thing. He just released her during that rally, I think because of some of the public pressure that was mounting and the public attention that was focused on Kim Davis. She returned to work, and she gave a statement that morning when she returned to work. And she indicated that she would not violate her conscience, that she would remove her name and her authority and title from the marriage licenses, and that's in fact what she had done. She scratched out her name, removed her title, removed her authority. The clerks were not allowed to put their title as a deputy clerk on there, but they notarized it, one of them did, only as a notary public. Well, the ACLU got all upset about that, and they said, no, we want Kim Davis's name on the certificate. They filed a motion to hold her in contempt, and they asked the judge to actually take the receivership of the Rowan County Clerk's Office, meaning, kind of like in a bankruptcy proceeding, that the court takes over the control and management of the entire clerk's office and forces her to put her name on that. That was the motion before the lower court, Judge Bunning. We opposed it, and Judge Bunning ultimately denied the ACLU's motion seeking to hold her in contempt of court.
Well, this is an ultimate victory for Kim Davis. I mean, obviously, the ultimate victory is going to be to overturn and reinstate the natural definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. But in the smaller context of this case with Kim Davis, the ACLU and homosexual activists pushing to force her to violate her conscience. And that's what we've always said here. This was never about so-called marriage equality. This was about forcing everyone, Christians in particular, to violate their conscience and to accept and affirm counterfeit gay marriage. She said, I cannot disobey God. I must obey God, obey my conscience, and just simply asked and has finally gotten what she has always, the only thing she's been asking for all along, to not be forced to violate her conscience. This is an ultimate victory. The long and short of it is Kim Davis wins, the ACLU and the tyrannical left loses on this. This has been a big part of the reason why Governor Matt Bevin was elected there and why there is now a conservative Christian governor in the state of Kentucky. It all stems from the Kim Davis case. Obviously, he was elected on his own merits too. However, this Kim Davis case has resulted in a number of ultimate victories here. So she stood firm, she stood fast, she obeyed God, and God has blessed her for that obedience.
Yes, in fact, that's no question about that. I think that even the liberal media acknowledged that Governor Matt Bevin was elected because of the marriage issue and because of Kim Davis, that he was, they were counting him out by 5 points at least under. And yet he won by 9 to 10 points. So it was a 15% shift in the polls, shocking the liberal media. And they had to acknowledge, interestingly, that it was due to the marriage issue and Kim Davis, because he was outspoken on that issue. He believed in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. He believed in Kim Davis, supported her. He visited her while she was in jail. And he was completely opposite from his Democratic opponent. So it was a big sea change, especially for Kentucky, to have a Republican governor there and to have him come from behind. So we have, you know, we're still moving forward with this case. The ACLU literally wanted the judge to take over the clerk's office so that he and his staff would run the clerk's office and force Kim Davis to put her name on these licenses, which goes back to what we said originally, that the ACLU had no interest in the marriage certificates. They wanted Kim Davis's scalp to nail it to the wall. They wanted a trophy with Kim Davis's name on it. You know what? They didn't get it. The ACLU, no matter what they did not get that, because they came up against a woman who has strong convictions because of how her life has been transformed through Jesus Christ in 4.5 years ago, and she would not budge. So when she ultimately got let out of, in fact, when she was informed that she was being released, it was a surprise to her and a surprise to me. And she read the judge's order, and she said to the jailer, just keep me in jail because I cannot have my name on there. You know, some people think, well, she entered into some kind of agreement. No, she didn't. She didn't enter an agreement. She prayed about it for the next several days over the weekend. She went to work early that morning, had a press conference at 8 o'clock, and she told the world as they were watching her that she will not issue a license with her name and authority on it. So she took it upon herself to remove her name and her title and authority because the court wouldn't do it, and the ACLU and the judge wouldn't accept anything other than forcing Kim to violate her conscience. She refused to do it, so she removed her name, and then the ACLU got all bent out of shape. Oh, they were so upset. They wanted her name on it. They wanted to be able to parade for the media a marriage certificate between two people of the same sex with Kim Davis's name on it. They wanted to tack it to the wall. They wanted to frame it. But Kim Davis would not budge. We stood right beside her, and now the ACLU has lost its attempt to hold her in contempt. So this is a great victory. But again, the case is still going on. We're at the Court of Appeals. Also, by the way, we're in the legislature. We're working with some of the legislators on crafting legislation that would protect Kim Davis and other clerks. We already got some victory in December when the newly elected governor, Matt Bevin, issued an executive order allowing Kim Davis to, again, continue to have her name removed from the marriage certificates. Now we're trying to move that through the legislature to put that into permanent law. And that is where we are now. While the case is still pending on appeal.
And what happened there in Kentucky and what is happening now with the Governor Bevin's executive order protecting freedom of conscience and religious liberty, with the legislature moving in that direction, that is a microcosm for what must occur in all 50 states, not just for, you know, state employees and government employees, judges, magistrates, clerks, and others. They must be able to exercise their First Amendment rights to recuse themselves and not have their names attached to something that is sin-centric, that at its core is sinful, immoral sexual behavior. That's homosexual so-called marriage. But it must happen at the civilian level as well, for bakers, for florists, for, you know, anybody, for innkeepers and other people who they must be able to live out their faith, the free exercise of their religious liberties, and not be forced to violate their conscience and take part in something that is expressly sinful behavior. So the battle will continue in all 50 states.
It will continue, but she is a great example, and we are very pleased and privileged to be able to know her and represent her. We also are representing some magistrate judges in North Carolina to protect their religious freedom as well. We're working with probate judges in Alabama. We also represent some other clerks around the country, but we need to take a stand. Kim Davis is a great example. Thank you for your prayers and for your financial support for Liberty Counsel. You can go to lc.org, lc.org. for more information about this and many other cases, but without your prayers and your financial support, and both of those are necessary, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing with Kim Davis and many others around the country, like, for example, Sandra Merritt, the undercover investigator for Planned Parenthood, where she revealed to the world the brutality of what takes place in those Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. We represent her as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and join me and others. Matt Barber will be there as well at the Awakening 2016, March the 5th, Orlando, Florida. It's coming up very soon. It is going to be a fantastic day. Plenary speakers from national religious leaders. We have 10 breakouts on a wide variety of issues. We have Rivka Berry, someone who converted to Christ and fled for her life. All that and more. Go to lc.org, register today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.